And if you like the guy in the engine room, if you get off on the wrong foot with somebody,
engineer,
how would you smooth that over?
Well, you had to earn their respect. You just had, there is the chain of command was such back then. Of course, you still respect the captain and the pilot and the chief and the mate. Actually, you should respect everybody out there. I mean, a first aid deckhand deserves respect. But back then, it was really, really important. There's a lot of emphasis on the chain of command, much more than even today. And the captain, whether you liked him or not, was to be treated like the captain. And so the engineers, of course, would have rank over me, and if you ever made them mad, it took a lot to earn their respect. You just had to work really hard and try your best to, even if you didn't apologize verbally out loud, just say, hey, I'm sorry I acted the way I did or whatever. They would accept you a little bit then, but you had to really earn their respect. You had to work for it.
So since you didn't have any formal training when you first started,
right?
Are you just kind of taking cues from anybody who's working next to you?
Yeah, the mate, of course, was the head of the deck crew. You stayed so busy. Back then it was giddy up and go. I mean, go, go, go. Like I said, not a lot of emphasis put on safety.
Yeah.
And you learned a lot by watching and listening. When the first few trips I was out there, I carried rigging because, like I said, there was no stationary rigging and no winches and stuff. I carried ratchets, wires, and straps. The mate and the other deckhand who had more experience would lay the wires and jerk them up, and then my job would be to tighten. I was a combination pack mule ratchet tightener. And so you learned as you were watching them. I wanted to learn, so I tried to watch as much as I could. The actual training times were very short periods of times. They'd show you how to catch a line off the side of the boat, or they'd show you how to catch a line in a lock, and they'd show you one time, and then from that time on, you were expected to know, And a lot of the mates, unfortunately, didn't have a lot of patience because they were having to deal with younger men that didn't know what was going on, and at the same time having to deal with pilots and captains that were pressuring them to get the job done and get it done as soon as possible.
Right,
so, right. So that's a mate was kind of to go to bat for them just a little bit. They were kind of in a bad place. They were right in the middle. They were between the pilot house and the deck crew. And they couldn't, there was turnover back then, and you had deckhands, quite often you had new men come out, or you'd have guys come over from another boat or maybe from another company that didn't have like a trip or two's experience. And so you were constantly having to deal with that. You didn't have a lot of per se training time, and there was so much going on. There's so many things to do at the time, and with only three of you out there, it was hard for him to take away from his duties and his jobs to spend enough time to properly teach you. So you had to learn on the go the hard way. You had to watch and try to. Then when they showed you something, you tried your best to remember it, the first time. Yeah.